And so we already discussed it, that we're gonna go ahead and handle it here, and then we'll go back into our information and action items. But our executive session has been taken. And so at this time, I'd like to take item D, which was following the executive session, and let the board know that this point, as which we have to do on a regular basis, is to appoint and elect the board president. So,
You're okay. As long as this one doesn't fall.
Oh, that was your other half of it. Is it okay?
You're recording.
Okay. So, just in my own defense, you know, I never wanted this job as president. I had been on the board for a long time, but I never sought out being the president. I was completely content being a member of the board. The way I ended up here was because everybody left but me, basically. And all I can say is that, you know, I do have some experience because I've been here approximately 10 years. I was here with Marsh. I was here when we were $200,000 in debt. And we, after the next administration after Marsh, we did get out of being $200,000 in debt. And the only thing I'd done prior to that that's anywhere similar was whenever I left Bisbee and went to Alaska, and I was a secretary of a union board, and so which also had the same bylaws and regulations that we had to follow. And so if either of you think that you would be better at being the board president, then speak now. And so at this point, we need to elect a president. So I just need a motion of any kind.
I motion for you.
Okay. Brisa Romero makes a motion for Don Walker to remain. And how about any discussion? Questions or discussion?
No.
Okay. So with that, Brisa's made a motion, so I guess we need a vote of ayes and nays. Ayes?
Aye.
Two ayes. I'm abstaining.
You need to have a second.
Oh, she made a motion. Oh, right. You're right. Thank you. So we made a motion. Okay. Mr. Olds is seconding. Sorry, you guys. It's been a long few days here. Okay. So Mr. Olds seconds. Good job. And a vote of ayes.
Aye.
Two ayes. Okay. That motion carries. Thank you. Good job. And I really am looking, I'm really excited about working with you guys. So I'm moving on to our information and action items. The presentation, discussion, possible action regarding approval of 2018-19 contract for the certificated employee. So that is that item is the one that I just kind of basically told you that we'd come to some resolution. But at this time, with the information that we and some ideas that we came to, I'd like to motion to table this item because we will be readdressing this at the next meeting. So at this point, I'd like to request a second to have the item tabled. Ms. Romero seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Three ayes. That motion carries. So that item will be tabled and we'll be addressing that once we get some finality and paperwork and so forth next month. And so we'll decide that date, kind of a tentative date before we leave here when we get to our superintendent's report.
Absolutely.
Okay, item three, the approval of the minutes for the board meeting of December 12th, 27th, and 31st. And unfortunately, or fortunately for you probably, you weren't here during that time, so you're off the hook on that. But I am going to kind of address a few things, and I don't know how you want to do that, if you feel comfortable seconding these items or not, so that's completely up to you. Pertaining to the December 12 meeting, everything was on here, but I think that when we get down to item C, we had some questions there, but that was a personnel issue, and that was a contract that was rescinded, and so I just needed to make sure that the language in there pertaining to item C, without the person's name, that contract is knowingly was rescinded, and that was the language that I preferred to have included in that.
May I ask a clarification?
So on the meeting of Wednesday the 12th, what we tried to do is we tried to convey the idea of the vote.
I just misspoke. Because that says approval. That's approval. So I misspoke about that. Strike that. I'm not going to address that. That's an approval of a contract.
Right. Are you okay with these minutes?
Right. December 12th is good.
The December the 12th. So okay. Those minutes are okay.
Those are okay.
So the recommendation that I would make to the new board members is, obviously, you were not here.
Right.
But in terms of Ms. Garner, she was here. Obviously, I was here. But she cannot approve the minutes without at least one more vote. And you're being asked to vote for a meeting that you were not involved in. But I would ask for your consideration, given the fact that Ms. Garner is saying, yes, these were the minutes.
Well, and technically, I'm not going to ask for a lot of changes. They're just little things that I want to just be a matter of record.
Exactly.
And so that's it. So it's not a lot of issues. And so pertaining to the December 27th, that agenda, that was a special meeting. And so on that one, that was the one that the contract from that prior month was rescinded.
Correct.
And so again, there's no language changes on that, but that was that same issue. So December 31st, I'm okay with that one.
Are you okay with the minutes of the one from the 27th?
Right, I'm saying I'm fine with this. December 27th and the 21st both. I think that I had some little changes on the 31st. Item 2A, it reads, presentation, discussion, and possible action regarding the approval of the 2018-19 certified contract. At the end, it says, the points of the discussion that were with the special activity contract were presented to the governing board who knew about this contract. But I just needed to read in the minutes that we approved that item unanimously with three ayes on that vote.
Say that again, please.
Okay. Item 2A, reading that the special activity contract was presented to the governing board who knew about the contract, but I just would like to add the language that it was approved unanimously by the board with the three ayes. And those meant that contract itself.
And that was the ayes 3, the nays 0.
Right.
Okay, that will be added.
Okay. And then further reading back, there was no record of the special activity contract being voted on or signed by this person that the contract refers to. And so just a matter of record also that I needed to reflect that contract that we're addressing here had never gone before the board, and I had never seen that contract ever.
So that sentence should be stricken.
Right, because it wasn't voted on. Or you could add in that it wasn't voted on. That's definitely true. But I just needed also to read in addition that the contract was never seen by the board as the prior contract that I was referring to. And so if we just add that, and again, we'll have to get meeting minutes and stuff to rectify all of that. But in addition, and I guess I was troubled by the language of the governing board due to an oversight. It was just not on the agenda, period. It may have been an oversight, but and the contract again it needs to read that the contract was outdated. And that's why at that last meeting we weren't able to do anything because it was already dead as of July 2018.
Okay, so I'm a little bit confused. Let's go back to that original sentence.
Okay.
Where it says there's no record of this special activity contract being voted on or signed by the employee.
Right.
Okay, so you're okay with that statement or not?
I'm okay with that being there because
okay.
That is
so
true.
Then we go on to the next sentence, and the next sentence reads, the contract the administration drafted dated July 23rd was never voted on by the governing board, and then strike due to an oversight.
Right, and we should just put it on there that item and that contract was never on the agenda.
Okay, so I'm going to say strike.
You can leave oversight if you want.
I'm going to strike due to an oversight and add the board never voted on that contract.
And that it was never on the agenda.
The item was never on the agenda.
Right. And see, that makes it clear, because if we go back, then it will know it wasn't on the agenda. We didn't vote on it because it wasn't on the agenda.
I agree with your assessment.
Okay. And then I'd also like to reflect that the contract that was before the board was outdated, and there was no possible way that we could reach any resolution because the time frame had lapsed, and there's no way that we could have acted on that because it had lapsed. And so it make it clear that it was never on the agenda, it was never presented, and it was never seen by the board.
And I will add, the contract was outdated.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. All right, so on item 3, I'd like to request the changes for approval, adding language to the meeting minutes that you guys weren't involved in, just on my word that we'll get the meeting minutes at some point if you needed to verify any of that, but I'm just going on my word that that is how I recall those situations, and I'd like to move that we approve the changes. If I get a second. Okay. Ms. Brisa Romero seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
3 ayes. That motion carries. Okay. Now we're going to...
May I add a point of order, please?
Sure.
In the future, you will have the board minutes, and for the minutes that you have not received dating back to... July or August? August was when I started. I started in July, but my first board meeting was in August.
Right.
So I'll go back as far as I can go back, and I will then come back and present to you minutes.
Okay. But see, again, they're not going to have any history of that.
Exactly. But right. I think it's important for the record
right.
that the minutes exist.
Because we might have to look back on that sometime.
I agree.
And
so therefore, I will bring them, and based on the recordings and based on our recollection, and obviously if there's any differences of opinion, we will do the exercise like we just did.
Okay.
And obviously there's always corrections, or what I understood might have been slightly different than what you understood.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and I think that because of the transition, the way things went so fast like that, we haven't had any minutes, and we're supposed to have them posted in 3 days. And so, but we haven't had any minutes posted since the transition, since the old administration left. And so that is something that we've got to work on, because it will just get in deeper and deeper as it goes. And I've just not had accustomed to that. And so with that, so we're good then? Go to the other items. Okay, information, discussion items, and Ms. Donna Horton.
Yes, what I put in here for the December report are the expense vouchers that we processed through the month of December. This, along with the additional expense reports, will be in the February meeting. I erroneously omitted them. I had them on my desk, and then when putting this together, I did not include that in there. So,
okay.
But in December, we did 2 vouchers for expense and 2 payroll vouchers, and those are the funds that we paid out for expense and the amounts.
So now, when do we do our next budget hearing?
Not until May.
May? Okay. So this is the first financial report you guys are seeing, and this is an information and discussion item, and so there's not going to be any action taken. But we've been working on different forms and so forth, and so right now this is your first introduction to this. And so we'll work on something that's a little more information next time, you could guys get more familiar with that. Okay? So thank you, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
And item B, the procurement food service audit for 2017.
Yes, there was a food service audit on procurement process for the district for 2017, the fiscal year. And we complied with the request of the auditor from ADE, and she has given a closed review of this session, and it is satisfactory to them that the submission items that were sent up in the last couple months, and they are very pleased, and they've closed the case.
Great. Okay. And our staff in food service, they are really just great at their jobs, and they've been pretty consistent, so we appreciate them a lot. So thank you, Donna. Item C, the IDEA maintenance of effort, MEO, for the fiscal year 2017.
In this one, we had not expended enough in MNO as we should have. So we had to go back and adjust a few lines in the MNO on the AFR, annual financial report, and made ADE happy when we did that, so that the equalization of those numbers in special ed were what they were looking for. They run a test on them to see if we had spent enough money in the program 200, which is an MNO, and we passed the test. It took us a while, but we passed the test. They worked with me very well.
Okay. Do y'all have any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, item E, policy changes per the ASBA, August 2018, the first reading. So that would be the big packet that you got.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this one, actually. And so, this is the first reading, so we'll revisit it next month. Okay.
So for this one, there's no action required. But what we did want to do is we wanted to make sure that each board member had an opportunity to see the document. We would ask you to please review this, because I think in the future, at a future board meeting, you will be asked to take action on this. We wanted to give this to you now as you're starting, so that you have every opportunity and time to review this. And if you have any questions about any of these policies, by all means, please give me a call.
Okay, that'll be great. And then they'll have time to look at it too. So again, no action taken on that. So moving into our action items. Presentation, discussion, possible action regarding the approval of the 2018-19 certified contract. So this we don't have any paperwork on, and so that is when we're tabling?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So item A is, I'm requesting a second to table item A.
Second.
Brisa Ramel seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item B, presentation, discussion, and possible action regarding the organization of the board per policy BDA.
I believe this is one of the items that is handled at the beginning when we have a new board. And it basically just outlines some of the protocols and procedures in reference to how the board organizes its meetings. And it gives some general information, like, for the purpose of the organization of the governing board, the board shall meet at the most convenient public facility, which is traditionally we've met here. And that we have to have that organizational meeting between January 1st and January 15th, and we're in compliance with that. And that you, as the president of the board, would call the meeting to order. And then that you will determine if there needed to be someone that, if you were not here for a meeting, who would that be? And then
we'll
you
then
take office upon election, which you already have.
Okay.
And that if there is a vacancy in the office of the president, the board shall elect a new officer to fill that vacancy during the unexpired term of the office. So the only thing that I think is looked upon here is specifically if there was a meeting that you were not at, Ms. Garner, who does the board desire to then run the meeting?
And see, normally, I think the way that we always did it in the past, we elected a secretary, and that would be the person that would fill in if need be. And so how do you feel about just doing that?
I can do that.
Yeah?
Right.
Okay, so you want to do the secretary?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Brisa, is that, I'm going to make a motion. Do you have any discussion?
No, I second.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion to make Mr. Olmos the, make a motion to make him the secretary of the board, if need be. Do I get a second?
A second.
Brisa seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
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 Item C, presentation, discussion, possible action regarding the approval of the district's resolution pursuant 15-321G and that the 2019 calendar year vouchers for the salary and or expenses may be signed between governing board meetings. And this is something we've done before. And so that is not a new development.
I think this is standard for this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys have any questions about that item?
No.
Okay, without anything further, I'm going to move to approve the district's resolution pursuant to the following statute for the 2019 year.
I'll second it.
Mr. Emel seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item D.
This is an opportunity for the board, given the fact that we have a new board, to basically set your calendar through June 2019. And whether or not we traditionally have met on Wednesdays, or the board has met on Wednesdays, and there may be a consideration, and again, this is generally an item that all of you discuss, whether or not you want to change the day. And I am at your disposal any day of the week. Wednesday is fine, but if there needs to be a new date, and then we generally will meet that first day of each month, and with the consideration that if, for example, if the board president can't make it, we generally will ask for the meeting to happen at a later time, or if I'm at a conference, you know, we will ask for the meeting to happen the following week. But what I'd like is to basically be able to look at the calendar, set the meetings between now and June, and then determine if you're interested in changing the date.
Okay. Personally, so right, we've been doing it the first, usually the first Wednesday of the month. And so do you guys have any conflict there? Because right now, that works fine for me.
I would like Tuesdays.
You like Tuesdays?
Yes.
Any day of the week, as long as if we can start like at 5:15, because I get out of work at
5:00. Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, any day of the week is fine with me.
Okay.
I'm
flexible on that. I work Wednesday through Saturday.
Oh.
No, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay. Okay, we can try that. Okay.
Tuesday.
All right. So so there's no way you could do Wednesday, though, huh? It'd be really inconvenient.
No, I got to work tonight.
Alrighty.
And then I changed my schedule to a day shift. So.
Okay. Alrighty. We'll give that a try and see what happens. And we can always modify things again, too. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to change our meeting date to the first Tuesday of the month.
Awesome.
And we'll make that tentative.
You changing the date to, the time to 5:30?
To 5:15?
5:15.
Okay.
Okay, and if I may, before you vote, can we review the dates so that when you're voting for actually the dates and the day and the time?
Okay.
Okay, so in my calendar here, I'm looking at, it would be February 5th.
Okay, that's the next one?
That's the first Tuesday.
Okay.
In March, it would be March the 5th. In April, it would be April the 2nd. And I don't think any of these dates conflict with holidays or any of those types of...
No.
Keep me honest here, Donna.
No, nothing here.
And then in May, we're looking at May the 7th.
Okay.
May the 7th.
Mm-hmm. And then in June, it would be June the 4th.
Mm-hmm. June the 4th.
So okay. Those are all Tuesdays, and I don't believe they conflict with any holiday or other issue involving the school vacation or anything like that. We're looking at Tuesdays, and the meetings would start at 5:15.
Okay, 5:15. But you know, something just occurred to me. We were talking about our secretary thing, and do you think that might conflict with your job? Because I noticed that when we were in our meeting, did you see the notes she's taking?
It could be the secretary.
Do you think you'd be okay?
I mean, it wouldn't conflict with my job at all. But
what do you think about your secretarial skills?
Do you have better secretary skills?
I don't.
No?
No.
So you guys are okay with that?
I'm okay.
Okay, I'm just thinking, I saw your meticulous notes, and I thought, I wonder if his schedule is going to conflict. So we can always change that, though, if that is the case. So always just remember that. Okay, thank you. So on that item, we will be changing it to the first Tuesday and at 5:15. And if that you get to where you happen to, it's pressing you, we can always modify that, too, if that's, you know, too soon or for you. So perfect. So I'm making a motion to approve that, and
I second.
You second? Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes. 3 ayes. Okay. Item E, presentation, discussion, and possible action regarding the approval of 2018-19 special athletic activity contract. And my daughter was a basketball player. And so I know what an impact Mr. Franco and his athleticism had on her. And so I was excited to see that he was going to be operating that capacity possibly. So do we have any discussion? We haven't really had anybody doing basketball, the coaching. I mean, we've had Mr. Another person, but this is an advantageous contract, do you believe?
I think that Mr. Franco is going to be continuing with the girls' basketball team. I think he coached them last year.
Right.
And expressed an interest in continuing this year.
Mm-hmm.
I was perfectly fine with that. And we checked the salary or the stipend
right.
the past years.
Mm-hmm.
And it is
at the same it was
of what is in the past.
Okay. Well, again, he's been doing it a long time. My daughter's been out of school for a while, so.
So I would recommend approval.
Okay, thank you. Okay, without any further discussion, do you all have any questions or discussion on that item?
No.
Okay, without anything further, I'd like to move that we approve the special activity contract for Mr. Franco for the girls' basketball.
I'll second it.
Mr. Romo seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. And welcome. I'm glad that you're going to be operating in that capacity, and I'm sure the kids will appreciate that too, because you're really great at being a coach. So that's great.
I understand he's guaranteed a championship, so no pressure.
It's a given, pretty much. Yeah. Okay, so thank
I'll buy
you.
Pizza.
So item 6 and our superintendent's report.
Yes, I want to hand you the report.
I know in the past I've just read it.
Thank you.
So I'm happy to announce that it appears that we are going to be purchasing a school bus that we were one of the school districts selected, and there is a background to why we are receiving the bus. You may remember the case of in January 2016, the United States Department of Justice filed suit against Volkswagen for violating the Clear Air Act by modifying its vehicles to cheat emission tests.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a settlement with the federal government. And then there was some money that was then, it was $10 billion that they had to buy back vehicles and compensate vehicle owners. Arizona received $57 million and will receive it over the next 2 years. And so as a result, the governor then put together a list of individual districts that would receive school buses, which I think is a wonderful idea for how to use the money. And so we were given notice over winter break that we are going to get $110,000 that will serve to purchase a bus. We were given a quote on a 77-passenger bus, brand new, Bluebird, and it cost $114,000. We would be putting up the other $4,000, the difference between $110,000 and $114,000. And so I'm going to be, obviously I'll bring that as a board agenda item, and I will be dealing with the distributor. It's a Mojave distributor for school buses, and I'm going to see if perhaps if we added a little bit more money, could we get a better bus or a more long-lasting bus? Because I think, obviously, I don't think that this is going to happen again.
Yeah.
And so, but we're very fortunate and elated, and we certainly could use the bus. So we have three buses, and they're aged. They run. They're workhorses. But getting a new bus to the fleet is a godsend. And so I'll bring this officially to the board. I just wanted to announce it. And our kids will be the beneficiaries of that settlement.
Okay, great.
We just received notice about the Grants Management Division of ADE. They've satisfied our petition to avoid a $31,452 payment that was going to be withheld regarding maintenance of effort. And so...
Now, wait, what was the number again?
$31,452.
Okay, so that was for that little...
It was a maintenance of effort, and it was a demand by ADE through Grants Management that they were going to withhold that money or demand payment from the district. The result of this is that they've lifted that. They are going to release their hold, and so we don't have to pay that money, which is really good news. And so at this point, we're back to normal.
So that was the one from the agenda last month.
That is correct.
On your president's report. But that was referring specifically to what?
That was referring to the maintenance of effort.
Right.
And the fact that we kept getting letters saying that we owed $31,452. And so as a result of the work specifically of Ms. Horton, we were able to work with the state, and they asked us to supply some documentation, give them some information, and we just received notice that they have accepted our petition. The reason that I don't have it officially on the board is because I haven't gotten like the official notice,
mm-hmm.
and once I get that, I will be bringing that to you.
Okay, but that wasn't when they had the appeal attached to it.
No, you're thinking about another one.
The other one.
That one I'll be bringing probably this coming in February. I'll have some information for you on that.
Okay, you got the appeal filed?
Yes.
By that time. Okay, great.
The second semester has started smoothly in reference to the students and the teachers coming back. We have 317 students currently enrolled as of today.
317? And how many are showing up, like, today since Christmas? What is our numbers right now? Like today, for example.
Today, I think we had about 30 absences.
No.
Miss
today?
Ideas?
No. There were around 10 absences.
About 10?
10?
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Early in the semester.
Okay.
It fluctuates daily.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of times there's a big drop after Christmas because people will extend a vacation time.
We've talked about this, and I've been waiting for the drop,
mm-hmm.
and fortunately, we've been holding pretty steady.
Okay.
And it's a number that I'm watching. The 100th day is this coming Tuesday, I believe.
Mm-hmm. The 100th day?
The 100th day.
Wow. Okay.
So it's looking good. Our staff will soon receive training on sexual harassment. This training will be provided by Anna Maiden. She's a former human resources director in TUSD. She and I work together in that district, and she has expertise in this area and has trained staff in TUSD and in amphitheater. She's also trained staff in private business. So she has a degree of expertise, and so she'll be here on the 18th. And she will be providing all staff, all 37, will go through a two-hour training on matters of sexual harassment. I should also say that this is going to be a yearly training. And it's It's needed. It is something that healthy districts do on a regular basis. And so I'm happy to say that this training will be happening on the 18th with all our staff.
Right. Okay. I think all the schools are, I mean, this is kind of a given. So, good job.
We're going to hold the second quarter student honors assembly next Wednesday, January 16th. And we honor perfect attendance students and those students in grades 5 through 8 who are on our honor roll.
And you're going to send us the time and stuff on that later?
I will be sending you an invitation. And I hope that each of you can attend this important ceremony.
Okay.
It'll be in our gymnasium. That's always great fun.
That's on the 16th, you said?
Yes, ma'am. That's my report.
Great. Thank you. And so we're setting that next meeting for the first Tuesday, tentatively.
I would recommend that we set the meeting for next Tuesday. Let me give you a date here.
I think you said February 5th.
Well, we were going to talk about
meeting?
Setting a meeting to address the contract issue. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And if we could have that meeting on either the 14th or the 15th of January?
14th or 15th, okay. Special meeting.
And
you'll be in contact with us to let us know if the verify all that.
Exactly. And we'll also post it in due time.
Okay.
And but if you could tell me which of those 2 days work best for you.
What days of the week are those?
14th is Monday, the 15th is Tuesday. And of course, we would start at 5:15.
Well, I teach a class on Mondays and Fridays, so I prefer not to do that because I have to have somebody else do that for me.
So
Tuesday would probably work better for me.
Tuesday.
So Tuesday it is, January the 15th at 5:15.
Okay.
It'll be here in the multipurpose room. It'll be a special meeting to address the issue of a certificated contract.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and if anything changes, you'll let us know.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that concludes our superintendent's report.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to, we're done with our action items and call to the public. And right now I have one. Do I have any others? No? Okay. That would be Ms. Conlogue.
I wrote my comments down so I don't forget to say them. My name is Barbara Conlogue, and this is my first year teaching special education at Naga. I have been an educator for about 40 years,
wow.
Even though I don't look it. Sorry, I just threw that in. Because of the positive experience I have had so far this school year, I thought it was important to share my observations with the board. I am extremely fortunate to have a top-notch special ed team that includes Ms. Acuna, Mr. Vasquez, and Ms. Borquez. But I want to use my time to focus on the leadership that I've experienced here at NACA. Because I didn't teach here previously, I'm not making any comparisons. But it's obvious to me that Dr. Murado is a seasoned administrator whose focus is on providing the best for our students. He's highly visible and accessible as a leader. Dr. Murado knows the value of training for the staff, that this will eventually benefit the students in the long run. He is respectful to all. He has a vision for the school that is well thought out and is built on character. Dr. Murado is assisted most capably by Ms. Yvonne Torres. She is an exceptional mentor who handles multiple tasks with a professional manner. Ms. Torres is student-focused, and she truly is a jack of all trades. Dr. Murado and Ms. Torres both understand that it's all about the students. That's it. That's why we're here. They believe our collective purpose is to help each and every student be the best they can be. And they understand that teamwork is the way that we translate that purpose into action. I believe it's important to acknowledge leaders who lead with character and principle because sometimes it feels like they're few and far between in this day and age. But there's no shortage of quality leaders here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and you're right. We need to get back to the kids, and that's what it should be about, and that's why we're here also. So thank you for your kind words. Nothing else on call to the public? No? Okay. Without anything further, I'm going to request a second for an adjournment.
No second.
Mr. Elmo seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Ayes. And so we adjourn at 7:30.
I'm going to turn off that machine.
Oh, okay.
Usually our meetings aren't this long. So you know.